Welcome to your daily devotional, April 9th, in agony, Luke chapter 22 and verse 44. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. On Thursday of Passion Week, when the hour had come, that is, when the sun had gone down and a new day, from sundown Thursday to sundown Friday, had begun on the Hebrew calendar, Jesus celebrated the Passover with his disciples. This meal is known as the Last Supper, since it was the last meal which Jesus ate with his disciples prior to his death. Not only did Jesus celebrate the Passover, he was the Passover, the fulfillment of the feast, and that year was the appointed year for Jesus himself to be the Passover lamb, to remit sins once for all. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. As was the Lord's custom, he went out to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray afterwards, and his disciples accompanied him. We have two lines of applications, a human one and the meditation on the experience of Jesus, the God-man. Jesus' disciples fell asleep when they should have been praying. They should have been praying, but Jesus found them sleeping. Already having difficulties? Are you praying or sleeping the sleep of the defeated? Do you know anyone who today is in agony? Will you pray for them or give in to the flesh and sleep the sleep of spiritual laziness? Now we come to the climax of our devotional. The agony of the Lord. Jesus had maintained his constant communion with the Father throughout his earthly life, and he understood the divine mind. Though in the form of a man, Jesus never divested himself of deity. He was in agony in his humanity, knowing that he would soon suffer an excruciatingly painful death at the cross. Even more so, Christ was in agony because of the significance of the work set before him. All the sins of the world were about to be laid upon him, that he might pay the penalty for all our sins, and that we might come to the Father through him on the basis of his shed blood. The Savior's agony was so great that his sweat became like great drops of blood. Doctors tell us that this rare condition, called hematohidrosis, is induced by extreme agony under intense stress. No man who ever lived has ever been in agony like our Lord, who is about to take the weight of all our sins on his shoulders. There was no other way. So our Lord, after an extended time of fervent prayer, was ready to face the greatest hour of trial. And he did this out of love for you. It was never an option for Jesus not to follow through on making salvation and relationship with God available for you. Today is a day to thank him. Meditate upon these things and to pray prayers of praise and thanksgiving. Thursday night, before you go to sleep, pray, lest you enter into temptation, to be overcome by the world and its troubles, and thus lose focus on Christ and the work he did this season. Victory would not come easy for Jesus. His arrest was at hand and the cross was at hand, but his victory over sin and death was at the end of that road.